Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ke utlwile hantle moruti, ke utlwile hantle. Re le boha haholo ka lentswe le le matla ke moruti ke ntate Rabi, ngale e sepokeng ke bonge na lapha go moruti Sean Setlhare ke bonge na go Kalimambo o go sharela amazi okuphila. Ya kwa manje ke sizo ya lapha go kumfundisi UDK. Azosithulela a word of encouragement sithatha na umhlabelelo ngibaphelezelela abafundisi njengoba bebasibusisa ngezi. Okay babushange, yebo ngitholile umyalezo ukuthi uDr Dumi umthanda ngale ngoma ethi nothing without you and then waymaker ngosinek na kanjani next week hayi izobishaya ingoma sidumisa kanye nawe.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Morena ke o tshepile o lifika la kantate ke a tseba hore ngaphandle kwakho angilutho impilo yami ithemba lami zikuwe baba bayashala uthina zungu ufeaturing Jonas Masutla bathi morena ke ho tshepile isikhathi ke ngathi siyashaya kancane bazalwane kodwa ke liyaqhubeka uhlelo angeke ngilenze iphutha ekutheni singatholi a word of encouragement. So ukhona kule ntambama umfundisi UDK uyena ke azos encourage azos motivate ukuthi singene uyazi nje sivuselekile. Uyaza kukho mnandi ukuthi ungene osukini olusha noma uqale ivikelisha uthola ukuthi umoya wakho phansi. So thina sila njengomsizi sila njengomngani ukuthi siphakamise your spirit siphinde futhi sikunikeze nalelo themba ukuthi you know uNkulunkulu khona, uNkulunkulu uyaphila, uNkulunkulu uyabona ngoba uNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo unguNkulunkulu nje ukhona yonke indawo nje ukhona amehlo akhe abuke nje wonke umhlaba. So njoba sithi sizoyithola motivation uzongena ke emveni kwalokho umfundisi UDK.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola i-app yethu manje. Ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DStv Audio 882 kanti na ku OpenView 607 siyatholakala. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Phila ubomi nathi, mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho imihla ngemihla.
Umusanda kungena awulahlekile isikhathi ke lesimanje sokuthi ke sithole a word of encouragement kulenyanga sihambisana ke nomfundisi UDK. Mfundisi sawubona.
Hello sibahle.
Ninjani baba?
Siyaphila, siyaphila sesiwam by God's grace. Ninjani nina?
Hayi nathi siphilile akhonto. Ngomusa kaJehova siyaphila baba yebo sibonga ithuba osipha lona sibonge futhi nesikhathi saka ngithi kuthiwa time is precious so uma usipha lento e precious kangaka kusho ukuthi sibalekile kakhulu so sibonge sibonge ukuthi ube nathi kule nyanga yonke ga October uzosimotivator uphinde futhi us encourage. So asiqale ke ngokuthi ubabingelele emakhaya.
Thank you so much. You know, as usithi uyabonga that the page salam. You are reminding me I once listened to a certain radio station and they were interviewing the late ubaba Joe Mafela. So bathi siyabonga baba ukuthi usiphe isikhathi sakho sokuthi ube kunye nathi. wathi yena hayi yimina engibonga nina. I want to say the same reply as well, ubana yimina engibonga wena for giving me this opportunity to be a part of this show. Let me take this time to greet your listeners, the listeners of Radio Pulpit, this afternoon in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Siyambulela ke uThixo that esinike elithuba lokuba sikhuthazwe so that we are ready for the week ahead.
Amen. Mfundisi ngoba ngokuqala siba nawe la emoyeni, so mhlambe ne family Radio Pulpit bangathanda ukuthi nje bamazi kancane ukuthi ungubani uPastor DK. Mina ngithi Pastor DK aka TD Jokes, mhlamba yamangala ukuthi manje ufunani lo aka lo. Yeah, so ungubani uPastor DK and then ufunani lo TD Jokes lo okuma brackets. Yes.
Yeah. All right. So mna ndingu Thembi Nkosi Dike, all the way from the Eastern Cape, King Williamstown, kone town in Ngqithayi kuthiwa Konye, in a small village kuthiwa Ndevana, that is my home, that is where I am from. And then uThembi Nkosi Dike lona ke is also a Christian stand-up comedian. So ndishikisa abantu nje ngendlela engcwele engenanhlamba engathukiyo.
Oh, that is why ngivele ngihleke nje ngingakakhulumi nawe. Okay, now saying you understand. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So it laughs away that takes people to heaven. So hence that one in brackets UTD jokes. So basically that is me.
Okay, mfundisi wami siyabonga kakhulu. Yeah, angeke ngicede nje ukubonga. Futhi ukubonga nje akusiyona into ephelayo. Ubonga, you know, ngabonga even 1000 times. Yes.
Uh-huh.
So njoba siqala ke inyanga entsha leka October, usiphatheleni namuhla ukus encourage noma ukus motivate.
All right. Thank you so much, Sis Bashe. Into esenhlizweni yami namhlanje is uThixo wethu onguThixo who restores obuyisela izinto ezilahlekileyo. And I am basing this kwi Psalms 23. There is a verse Payana that is touching my heart. That is verse number 3. But because just to give the context, Njie, I will read this psalm from the first verse. The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still or quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness. The reason why I did not just want to say still waters and didn't mention that quiet waters is because abantu bantu bazocinga it's still water.
Yeah.
Shop.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not talking about that still water. But Sismashe, my focus is on that verse 3. If I can read from my Xhosa Bible, ithi uyawubuyisa umphefumlo wam, undikhaphela ezindleleni zobulungisa ngenxa yegama lakhe. Ndithanda le nto yokuba njeba uYehova engumalusi wam, akoneli ukuba angumalusi wam, uyawubuyisa umphefumlo wam. He restores my soul. Khona izinto that we go through in life And you will hear abantu besithetha izinto ezifana nokuthi I lost myself. It can be a marriage, it can be a relationship, it can be whatever. There are lots of things abantu bathi when I was in there, I lost a part of me. So as siqhubeka endleleni, facing different types of situations, kukho izinto esilahlekana nazo endleleni. There are things that we lose. There are precious things that we lose. Some people can no longer love again the way they used to love, because probably somebody took advantage of the love that they gave. As a result, they have lost that part of them. Sometimes we lose hope because of imeko ngemeko esihlangabezana nazo. So singabantu nje abalahlekelwe izinto that are precious. Even throughout the week, as we are dealing with the situations, get situations, emisebenzini in schools, kids are being bullied, we are losing things. But David says, he restores my soul. That means uThixo is a God who restores these things that we are losing. Mm. I just want uMphulaphuli to know, ekhaya, that if you are sitting there discouraged, feeling into bana, you can no longer be that happy person that you used to be. You can no longer be that joyful person that you used to be. There is a shepherd who restores. Konumalus, obuyisayo, umphefumlo, who can restore ezizinto olahlekane nazo. He is there to restore. Now, David, who has wrote this psalm, he himself was a shepherd. So he knows what it is to lose something. Because I'm sure he has had many situations where he had a shortage of imfuyo yakhe that he was shepherding, and he had to go out of his way to look for it. And uYesu once made an example about a shepherd who has lost a sheep, who has 100 sheep and has lost one sheep, and now he has 99, that he goes out to search for that one sheep. He will leave the 99 ayokhangela le inye, and he will look for it until he finds it. So David is familiar with losing something and having to go look for it. And so when he found himself in this situation and saw God restoring him and restoring his own soul and restoring what he has lost, he likened him to a shepherd, because that is something that he was familiar with.
Yeah.
That a good shepherd will go out of his way to look for what he has lost. So even with us, uThixo seeks to restore what we have lost. uThixo seeks to restore lento olahlekane nayo. So you come to him and understand that the Lord is your shepherd. I will just pause in case there is something that you want to say, because I can feel that I've taken off now. But this is what I want to highlight, that God is a restorer.
Yeah. Wow. Mfundisi, yo, angifuni nokuthi ngimoshe, uthole ukuthi ngiya eda or ngiyabuza, but ngiyabona umlaleli la uthi amen ku motivation. So kusho ukuthi uyazi ulalele ngazo zombili indlebe. Ngempela njoba ke uboshelela la this beautiful psalm, Psalm 23, nginokuthi nje uyazi ziba khona izikhathi lapho ungazi ukuthi uma uya kuNkulunkulu ungafika uthini kuyena. Ngithi you know, the best thing you can do ukuya kumahubo and praying amahubo ngoba amahubo is about prayer. David ubekhuleka lapho. So now this Psalm 23 ihubo elinamandla kakhulu. And njoba usho namhlanje usikhumbuza uthi kumele sazi and sihlezi sazi and sikwethemba lokho ukuthi ngempela unguNkulunkulu who restores. Mfundisi angazi ukuthi usathanda ukuthi uqhubeke futhi or we share la today and then next week uzobuya futhi.
All right, let me just say this in closing that anything that needs to be restored or as it says in Xhosa, uyawubuyisa umphefumulo.
Yes.
One. So anything ebuyiswayo, that means ilahlekile. Iyalahleka.
Yeah.
And there is somewhere where Jesus says that what will profit a man to gain the whole world but lose souls.
Umphefumulo wakhe.
Uyamnceda ntoni uba umntu azuze lonke ihlabathi kodwa alahlekelwe ngomphefumulo wakhe. So you can lose your soul. That thing that people say, Ati, I lost a part of me, it's a very serious statement because that means you have lost your soul. You lost your soul in that battle. I was once in that state.
Yeah.
And it's a state ending. Angisizulu, angisifiseli muntu. I do not wish it for anyone.
Yeah.
Where I was in a constant fight with my brothers, it was terrible. And it took me to a very dark place. There I lost myself. Because that situation changed me.
Yeah.
It made me to be this angry person. It made me to be this edgy person. I was on the edge. I didn't want anybody to mess with me because I was irritable that season of my life. It was a very painful season of my life. But praise be to God who is a shepherd.
Yeah.
Because my shepherd looked for me. He searched for me. And he restored my soul. One of the things that he did when he restored my soul was to give me forgiveness. But forgive them. Forgive everyone who has wronged you. When uThixo ebuyisa umphefumulo wakho, he also gives you peace.
Yeah.
He gives you uxolo nabantu. He gives you forgiveness. And yonke lonto leyo, it brings healing in your life.
Yeah.
So that is where your healing lies. It is in that restoration of the soul. That restoration of the soul is a full package. So you might gain the whole world, but still lose your soul. Today, make God your shepherd. And once you make him your shepherd, he will restore your soul.
Yeah.
Once you come to him and say, Lord, I am lost without you. Ngicela umalusi, iba ngumalusi wami. UYehova uzoba ngumalusi wakho. And uzawubuyisela umphefumulo wakho. Nayo yonke into olahlekelwe yiyo.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yo, mfundisi inamandla kakhulu. Siyabonga ngale motivation enhle. Umfundisi dike uma engekho la emoyeni utholakala kanjani?
All right, my sister. I am available on social media. People can just follow me, Thembi Nkosi Dike. And also on Instagram, my handle is @TDJokes. @TDJokes. I also share messages on my TikTok account @TDJokes, so people can follow it. Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. So phinda futhi sihlangane evikini elizayo. I know ukuthi besikhuluma izinto ezi serious, ne? But ngoba usumahlaya awushaye nje nge joke eyiwani nje before uphuma.
All right. So I've got a umfundisi wam that I love so much. He's just one of those cool pastors.
Yeah.
You know, akafani nabafundisi badala who carry these huge Bibles.
Yeah.
When they go to a pulpit, so ngabafundisi bashumayela nge tablet.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, abazalwane abalinzi abakangeni kule nto ye tablets.
Yeah.
You know, they still want umfundisi ophatha
iBhayibhile.
And I would say to them, oh, there's nothing wrong with a man of God preaching from a tablet, because come on, Moses naye, he was carrying two tablets with the Ten Commandments. I'm just not sure if it was the iPad or the Samsung Galaxy, but he had two tablets when we were coming down the Table Mountain. I'm sorry, Mount Sinai, and also to prove that Uthixo does not have a problem with pastors preaching from tablets.
Yeah,
he said in Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2. That write down the vision plainly upon tablets.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen. Umfundi so cool. Umfundi so sayintweni. Wow. Thank you so much, Umfundi si. And next week, if we're ngasolo sesikhathi sinawe, God bless you.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Susashe. God bless you.
Ngikuphelezela la ngo Janita Bainam ehlabelela ngalo leli hobo Psalm 23.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.